Okay, speaking of my team, we ain't gonna buy, I ain't gonna go there, yo. They helping me.
Right.
Trying to pump my brakes, but they ain't helping. Y'all be like some dogs constantly yelping. You be like, okay, yeah, I'm built. Look around and find some shit like felt, you know. For real, y'all. Welcome, 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 welcome. What up, y'all? The Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Oh, yeah, keep that volume going. They're going to have to understand. We vibe out now. 2024, we vibe out. Sound song, production. Real Live Sound Song production right here. I'm sitting here with the Brethren 88 Keys. We welcome you all wholeheartedly to the World Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Yes, indeed. All praise is due to the Most High. Yeah. Man, been in a good little song. Been in a little cool time. You know, I hope y'all enjoy Episode 7, Season 5. We let Sleepy Floyd get his debut in. You know, he got more to come. Period. But it's all good. Hope everybody's well and great. City, state to state. And thank you all for who tap into the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. But anyway, moving forward, the topic. What is this here? Let me just make sure. Seeing what it is. Okay. This would be episode 9, season 5. Yeah, trying to stay all the way locked in and ready to deliver that 365 all the way live. In the podcast world, to put out 365 episodes in one calendar year, ain't that pretty amazing? Yes, yes, that's some different kind of work ethic right there. Yeah, some different kind of work ethic right there. But here's the whole thing about it. If I was quote unquote one of those trendy, relevant, you know, celebrity figures, to put out 365 episodes in one season, calendar year.
That's one day.
We would be this who?
One a day.
Yeah, it's one a day, definitely. Yeah.
7 days a week, too.
7 days a week, one a day. But here's the whole thing about it.
You gotta break it down to two or three, a day, 4 days a week, or something like that.
Here's the thing with me. It's 24 hours in a day, but there's a daytime part, there's an evening part, and there's a nighttime part. So, if I'm putting out 3 episodes a day, 7 days a week, we definitely look at that more than 365. But that makes up for the times where y'all have seen me so far on my podcast journey, where I just go, I ain't recording shit for 2-3 days. But if I already have that productivity out here, or pre-record stuff and publish it, time stamp and date stamp, you know, when I want it to get republished, you know, yeah. Yeah, Brethren spoke to me about that one. He's like, hey, you know, you can record it and put it up on the day you want to put it up.
Yeah.
I've seen that many a times with, you know, how the podcast situation goes on.
But to put it up. I mean, I know we say live, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all the way live, regardless. It's all the way live, regardless. So, I get what he was saying with that. But, yeah, to put out one episode a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, yeah, it's cool. It's going to get handled.
But yeah, that's
I have a different kind of perspective and work ethic on it all. And this is one of those moments right here when it comes to that.
But we had our own conversation about how it was so weak. You know, sometimes, honestly, sometimes you don't feel it.
Yeah, sometimes.
So that's why I was telling you, like, well, you know, you do them when you feel them, and then just release it one a day.
Yeah, you right. You
know, so release one a day, but you might have one day when you do five.
You've seen we did that one before. Right. So, we be always the flow of the flow.
Yeah, so I would say just release it. Yeah, release it one a day then.
Yes, indeed. So we here with
I think his dad here. Uh-oh. I hear something rumbling.
She said rumbling.
Oh, no, they got that. You can tell.
Dun, 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 dun.
Someone stole this catalytic converter off the car, I think.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know how that go. Yeah, well, he's surprised his shit even running on that. Catalytic, yeah. I was just in my head making fun of that whole scene. Whatever. But real quick.
A car you're supposed to have and let it just get back.
Yeah.
I came off. I left my car sitting in the back for damn near a year or so.
Hey. Sometime it be with a B. But real quick, y'all. I'm going to take a break. Send my brother here and speak with me on this situation right here. You know, let the is he out there for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a little quick sponsor break. This episode is brought to you all the way live and direct by... what business could I fucking pick out real quick to go ahead and... Say, Queen, what's the name of your daycare?
What's up?
Kids Express.
This episode is being brought to you real live and direct by Kids Express Daycare Services right here. You know what I mean? Learning enrichment, for real. Because they learning something over here. They just know who'll watch you until you go. But yeah, we'll go ahead and get with you in a minute. Live out.
And I'm 24.
Yeah. See, so, I've had to reality check a few of those kind. They're trying, you know, baby bro me, and I'm looking like, you can't see that.
And I used to let our brothers come over and play basketball. They were like 2 years younger than me.
Like, no.
But it wasn't like I was, you know, that was my crowd. Like, because it was kind of like the same thing. But see, that's why I know a lot of the people that you know, because I didn't do that to people in high school. Like the Henrys to the world. But even your cousin, Jason. I kicked it with all of them underclassmen. Like, not because I was a nerd and I ain't had no friends, just because it was like, what difference do it make?
They wasn't whack,
you're in 11th, 10th grade. I'm in 11th, you in the 10th. I ain't never had them hang-ups like, oh, I can't kick it with you. You a sophomore. None of them made them, especially like Jason. I knew the motherfucker since middle school.
Come
so.
On now.
Like,
that part.
He come around kicking it. Like, you know, like I'm just
this
gonna
my fucking. Hey, yo, bro. Hey, real life talk family. He talking about my real life cousin on this one.
Yeah.
This my, you know.
Like, what I look like being like, oh, man, you a sophomore. I don't kick it with y'all.
No.
And it just, no, I ain't never was into that.
I had
that's how I know a lot of the underclassmen that you talking about.
I had a whole individual.
You, around your age, and they a little older than you. Like by a couple years, you know what I'm saying?
I just so, be laughing.
The Terrences of the world, you know?
Yeah, because he's a year older than me.
Yeah. I knew that some of them was two or three. Some of them was freshmen when I was a senior, and I still chopped it up with them because they grew up around me. They was over there playing basketball in my yard, no matter if they was
in my yard.
Freshman. Yeah. Like, I remember I told you how my mama used to have to kick him out. But these were the kids that was playing basketball in my yard. So what I look like when they finally get to the high school, and I'm like, I don't say nothing to them. I just walk past them in the hallway like,
whatever.
No, I was cool with all of them. No matter if they was in the 9th, 10th grade, whatever.
I had an individual try to do that to me. And he was 96, year 96. I was 98. And I'm looking at him like, man, if you don't take your whack ass.
Yeah.
On somewhere school, with that
like,
shit.
All these little those. They came up in my neighborhood. Like, when they got to high school, like, dude, I was the one that welcomed them to the high school.
I'm like man, you know, no, man.
Welcome to the big time. You finally made it. Glad you graduated 8th grade. I was that guy.
But, you know, your foundational traumas and your upbringing. I was already messing with older chicks. Mm-hmm. Like I said, older chick, you know, broke my whole little virginity situation and all that and put me on with some things.
Trust me, my friend.
That was able to be utilized to individuals my age. They was looking at me like, you know how to do this? You know how to do this? Whatever. Anyway.
By the way, I'm sorry, I gotta keep playing this because I'm mastering.
Moving forward. Yeah, keep it going because they're gonna love this.
I'm mastering. That's why I keep playing it, because I really didn't have it mastered yet.
But once again, thank you all for who tap in to the Real Life Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Unapologetically, like, share, comment, and subscribe. You know, donations are welcome. They're not obligated. So it's all good. But the topic, yeah, you get more bees with honey versus vinegar. Yeah.
Well, my uncle's was different. My uncles used to say you get flies with sugar instead of shit.
See?
Yeah. See, like I grew up with different uncles.
But and it's funny that they said that because we both know, all of us know, the flies be attracted to that shit.
Way
more than the bag of sugar
I got on here. Like bodies too.
You know, I'll be having the bag of sugar, yo. Let me have a little pile of shit, man. The flies gonna go over there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna go there. But
they like corpses too. That's the difference.
Why that's so relevant right now? Because you have a lot of individuals that have been so damaged foundationally. They foundational traumas are on some next level shit. They believe opposite.
Damn.
They got all the vinegar. But they were all the bees. Like, that ain't how it goes.
They use vinegar to clean themselves too.
Yeah, well, no, they don't.
They need to.
They need vinegar, they need ginger shots. I make some real live concoctions. So
I gotta figure out how to get these headphones to work. So
I'll be happy to share those ginger shots with individuals. You know. Y'all are not getting bees with honey. Y'all are doing some other shit. And a lot of it comes from your foundational traumas. You don't know the difference on that. You got individuals that lost a significant difference-making parent at a young age. You got other individuals that just didn't have a real live relationship with their parents, and their parents are still alive and they still don't have a good relationship. It's a whole other agendas and non-spoken situations going on with that. But last time I checked, it actually works in my experiences, my life experiences, not just making it up. You get more bees with honey versus vinegar. Some of y'all don't even know vinegar for money. Some of y'all don't understand the concept that hurt people hurt people. Some of y'all don't understand the concept of you have to be all the way accountable to reach a certain goal of lifestyle living that you claim that you want for yourself. But accountability is a key factor in attaining that. Anyway, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. I heard the sighs.
No, I was actually naming the song when I did that.
Yeah, the song in his head.
Brother, we have theme music for this. Song, I was about to name it. But like, I was thinking of how to spell it, so that wasn't a sigh. That was me trying to name a song, and it just came out loud. Yeah, the one I just did.
Oh,
so I didn't know that.
Put the H M M M M M M M M on there.
Yeah. Take this quick. The dude got stuck on M. You ain't never seen that with the dude that got stuck on M.
Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. You got stuck on him.
But yeah, that's a lot of times what happens in life with individuals. And you be sitting there looking at them. You be trying to sit there. But here's how you know an individual that is all the way accountable can have a excuse me, have a conversation with you versus not. When the individuals keep on arguing with you, you tell them what's going on with them. First of all, they're mad and embarrassed that you telling them what's going on with them. You are telling them. Not opposite. They're telling you what's going on with them. And hopefully you either accept it or y'all find a peaceful medium to, you know what I mean. Individuals that's trying to justify their whackness, they don't have the full grasp of the concept you get more bees with honey. For example, not too long ago, I'm going to go ahead and share this. I'm actually sparing this individual, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, you know. I'm bringing up no names, no nicknames, no hints of who this individual is, but I had an individual that every time they link up with me, not too long ago, you know, once upon a time type shit. But every time they wanted to link up with me, it was always because they needed something. They were in a state of needing something.
Oh, shit.
Of some sort. And when I would sit there and let them know, like, I don't have to deal with this. I got a whole live ass roster of kids' moms that need something. So I don't need this extra shit from you. But they made it look like, you know, they was doing me a favor with coming and venting about their whackness and their neediness. But what maybe won't be all the way like, man, you and your whole fucking situation that you are about. They called me this particular time in need of real need. And I'm sitting there looking like, oh, okay, well, here. Well, I've been needing something too. Here's how we can do the barter. Here's how we're going to do the barter system. I'm trying to get to work the barter system out, you know, on a win-win situation. But they treated what I was bringing to the table, like, it was nothing when they have, they're the ones in need. So, that's what made me think of this concept.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, wow. Ding, ding, ding. Yep. What would you do? So, it made me crack up laughing.
Clearly,
like,
she didn't feel like a Klondike bar today.
She wasn't even an eclair.
She did,
one of those chocolate crunch, strawberry crunch. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Strawberry crunch.
Let alone a Klondike bar.
You wouldn't even strawberries win.
You wouldn't even a strawberry crunch or a chocolate crunch.
The strawberries.
You wouldn't even You wouldn't even a ice cream sandwich. Cause you're the one that needs help. And I wasn't sitting there trying to be on the old big me little you type shit, but you're hitting me up with the need of help. So here's what I can offer for that help. When that individual tried to play it, like, what I was offering wasn't shit. More bees with honey versus vinegar. Yeah. That's how this topic exists. And a lot of you individuals, whether male or female, have the audacity to bring that kind of mentality to the table and wonder why folks are sitting there laughing at you while you're trying to be the best actor role you can be on victim mentality. Simple as that. Nah. See, real live individuals, real live adults, real live humans, they know how to pinpoint accurately describe accountability to the fullest extent when it comes to themselves and how it benefits or you know, affects other individuals. Right. So cut it out. I don't, man, nobody owes you anything out here. You ain't owe shit. You only owe yourself. And if you don't have that concept understood, then you're going to constantly be one of the individuals that feel just because you have been shunned and wronged by the individuals you chose to deal with that have shunned and wronged you, well, it's not for the rest of the society to help you get through that shit. It's not. Nope. Nobody owes you shit. You are your own savior. But if you don't know how to look into the God inside of you, then you'll believe in all the false gods and false prophets and sit here and be one of them victimized mentality individuals, quitters mentality, you know, woe is me's. You know, all that goofy shit.
Woe is
me's. Yeah. You know, put an extra emphasis on the me's. Yeah. Y'all have the audacity. The audacity. And we in this society right now, you know. I just went mind blank real quick.
Because
we
in a society.
Because, like, man, look. You know why I went into a mind blank? Because it was a comedian that was saying one time, he said, you knew the thugs in the club back in the days versus now. Exactly. Yeah. He said, a real thug back in the day, be like, man, y'all got me fucked up. They say that loud as hell for the club to hear, and everybody's in a clear spot. These zesty motherfuckers out here.
Zesty. That's a flavor of chips, ain't it?
The same comedian was saying he almost got shot. The same comedian said he almost got shot because he ain't know a real argument was ensuing because they were talking like this. It's the disrespect for me. You know what I mean? They're talking like, yeah. Now the ladies be out here with it because the ladies, oh man, I had a whole roster of fucking, it's just something for me's. And this is this for me. Oh my God. Dudes are talking like that.
Yeah. I mean, they got the bras and stuff.
Dudes are talking like that.
They's and them's can whoop they is.
They's and them's.
And those.
So he's sitting there, the comedian was sitting there saying he almost got shot and caught up in some shit because he didn't know this kind of argument was ensuing. Because the conversation, the lingo they was using. So I'm like, yeah, that is what's going on right now. You got dudes out here with longer hair, and they out here wearing bonnets.
I'm just wearing bonnets.
Real bonnets.
Yeah.
My brethren right here got locks. I don't see no bonnet on his head.
You'll never see one.
He ain't got no bonnet like, on his head.
Don't look for it.
Like, man, what's going on, man? Now, how is that attached?
Oh, no. Actually, I have more than one to sleep, but you know what I'm saying? That's a different story.
Yeah.
So I can't lie about that, but you'll never see
but
that.
But come on now, man. You ain't going out here in the stores with the bonnet.
No, I don't know.
You ain't walking around here with one of
them ones. I
want to
smack the ones off the people I see in the
exactly. I went outside. Right. I went out in public with the chick that got the bonnet on, and she was looking at me like, "Oh, you embarrassed with me?" Like, no, I ain't embarrassed with you.
I'm over. It has invaded porn. I'm done.
I'm gonna hit your ass into that bonnet pole.
Yes, the shit has invaded porn. Let's get real.
Like, cut it out. I've seen some different shit with the bonnet situation, the bonnet chronicles. So anyway,
yeah, I click on that shit. I better see the one on the margarine container.
I want to see somebody fall off their head.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the blue bonnet doing something if I click on that shit.
Look, I got into a whole argument with a chick, you know, because, you know, she was one of the ones, you know, she was a Bonnet Chronicle, Baby Bang Gangster, and, you know, eyelash champion. And I told her, I literally told her, I said, I'll fuck your eyelashes off your face. And she got mad at me. He said, you ain't gonna mess up my eyelashes. I paid all this money. I said, all what money? I told her to give me the exact amount she paid to get these eyelashes done. When she said that amount, I said, oh my God. I will compensate you for that just because what I'm gonna do to you.
You know,
you pay 40, I'll give you 60. She got mad about that, y'all. We had a whole argument about
it. I remember now who you was asking about when you said eyelashes.
She got mad at me, yo.
No, it was the one person. Her eyelashes used to come around the corner before her.
She got mad, yo.
Now I remember who it was.
She got mad.
I'm mad that they even look like that.
A lot of chicks get mad about that stuff. They get mad when you ask, is your grass cut?
Yeah.
And is your forest clean? They'd be like, what? What kind of fucking slogan? What is you saying to me? You heard what I just asked you? Is your grass cut? Is your fucking garden clean? You want all this shit. You ain't got no honey to get this. You ain't got, you're not the bee to get this kind of honey that you asking for, man. So therefore,
the queen
bee is off the hook, right?
Well, that's the one to get
there. How about the black widow spider? The female version of it. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, and they got mad. And y'all know who it is on this podcast platform. Keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life. And I'm on unapologetic with mine. And a lot of people be like, man, Ty, you ain't got no chill. Yeah, you're right. I ain't never had no chill. Ever since I could speak for myself and express on some shit, ain't no chill in that. I was raised to speak your mind, but be respectful of who you're speaking to. I'm talking to the world. It's a whole lot of different levels in the world y'all going on right now, right? So why should I be all politically correct to save face? Nah. I talk to my kids with this situation right here. I'll be having to let my children know what's going on with how me and their moms came about. Mm. Why do I have to do that? Because it's two sides of a story. That's three. Here's hers, reality. So I give mine and the reality part of it. And for some reason, when I give my version of it all, it makes more sense to my children than what they're getting from their mom. And I'm not sitting there saying this because I have the platform of them. Well, if their moms came on here, they would be sitting there on some cricket shit, looking at me all like, man, why are you bringing that up? Why are you saying that? Damn, Will. Yeah, go ahead. They don't know who you are. Quit feeling embarrassed and not speaking your truth. You know damn well. Y'all be looking at me crazy. You had that conversation with them? Yeah. I told them. Me and my oldest daughter recently. I told her mom that me and her mom used to play. I told my daughter me and her mom used to play house in high school in the 90s. Until my daughter was produced. She was like, that ain't how I hear it. You know, I get told I was an accident, boom, 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 a mistake. I said, no, Mina, you wasn't no mistake. I knew exactly what I was trying to accomplish. I said, your mom said that your mom don't want to say that shit. You know, she's trying to save face too. Oh, look at Ellsworth calling. Look at L calling right here.
He called me too.
Let him know we out here getting it in. Let him know. I came with y'all fucking reach.
Hello.
You got Soul Glow.
Oh shit.
It's Star Wars.
Hello.
Okay.
What's up? What's happening
with you, bro?
No, where you at? No, you at the house.
Hey, Ellsworth, say what's up to the Real Live Talk podcast family all around the world.
I just called you.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why I answer, because I'm over here being all the way responsible.
Real weird out, nigga.
Shut your black ass up. You're going to call me names. names.
You on the podcast right now.
Hey, L, you on the podcast right now while we record live.
Yeah. I'm about to, you want to know on the Real Live podcast.
But I want to spend Red's money.
Where you been at? You been at the Wild Eagle, ain't you?
No, I'm at home, bro.
Where'd you come from, dude? You came from the Wild Eagle, dude.
I gave up the nightlife.
and the nightlife.
Yeah, I gave up the nightlife for happy hour. I got you.
Put on the red light. You don't have to.
I'm trying to figure out how to make my money work for me.
All right.
Man, look. Hey, I'm still trying to figure that out.
See?
You're not right now, man. You ain't gonna call me weird. Because I answered the phone while I was recording the Real Live Podcast. Man, Am, say what's up to the Real Live Talk Podcast world,
he
man.
You called him weird on the live podcast.
No, I did. I said, we're doing it weird tonight.
Doing it weird. It's all the same.
Weird. I said,
hey, brethren, the topic is you get more bees with honey versus vinegar.
You know what, like, you sound like gargled,
like. Oh, that's because he off in the background.
You get more bees with honey versus vinegar. That's the topic.
Swear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're doing
easy money tonight.
Easy money.
There's a translation for you.
Honey for sure, man. Listen, man.
More bees with honey versus vinegar. And a lot of people don't understand that concept because they think they honey when they really vinegar.
Hey, listen, hey. This is some, I don't know who would love vinegar more than honey.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I put both of them in my ginger shot, so it don't matter to me. Yeah.
Some weirdness to be in too. That's just so.
You'd be surprised who take that sour shit over the sweet.
I put both of them in my ginger shot, so it's different. It's you'd levels to this shit.
You'd be surprised that a spoonful of sugar don't work for everybody.
Right.
I got top five list.
From a Disney movie.
Oh, Lord, you don't know.
Can I get five? I'm sure it's five.
Five from a Disney movie?
It's gotta be five of them, right?
Yeah.
And the bitch from the, she might not have been a witch, but she was a bitch.
Oh, Cruella DeVille? Yeah. It's a whole lot of Cruella DeVilles out here.
Yeah, did you say the octopus arm?
Octopus bitch from the
Little Mermaid movie. Oh, shit. See, I told you.
Maleficent.
He's naming all of them. He's saying, yeah.
I digress.
That's right. There you go.
Nobody's heroes to get canceled.
I can't get canceled. I'm part time. I just show up. I was actually in the middle of making this damn beat. What you about to do though?
Probably should. Oh, it's only 6:50. Probably watch whatever's on TV and play my
Michigan tonight. You got the game?
I'm
gonna be doing a lot of babysitting tomorrow, but I see what's up. But I Michigan tonight, you got the game? You gonna be able to get the game?
When?
Tonight, Michigan.
Oh yeah, man, I got Hulu.
Yeah,
sorry. I got Hulu on every device. I got Hulu on every phone, every tablet, Xbox.
All right, well then I'll probably stop by and watch the show. I'll probably stop by and watch some of the game real quick.
Okay, man. Listen, man. You really want to watch the game, man. You know. Boy, you
got it going. All right. Well, I'm saying, I'm going to watch the game real quick because he got to go to work, so he ain't going to be able to watch it with us.
No, I'm going to be watching it at the house.
Huh? Yeah, you on the podcast.
I'm still on the podcast,
I'm
brother.
Still talking about the game. I'm still talking about the game right now. Yeah, you on the podcast.
We on the podcast
right now. We still on here.
Yeah, you on there.
Yo, Donald Trump lost. Joe Biden won. Everybody black, please vote for Joe Biden. Don't play. Get out there. Do your civic duty. That's all we got.
Did you just say that on here?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Jim Crow Joe?
Hey, man, listen to the words that come out of my mouth.
I'm hear what they're saying. No. We need to do what we need. Black folks.
We don't got no other choice, man.
Man, look. Yes, you do.
You can go for a next party candidate, or you can do whatever you want to do. But that's our choice.
I vote for Jesus. He coming back like he said he would.
He coming in an invasion for him, too. And it ain't going to be nice. Anyway.
Don't even show up.
Brethren, look.
Brethren, don't talk to me like, dude, I watch this stuff every day.
I do too. And what black people need to do in America is not vote at all. Just like the Muslims said they ain't about to do.
I hear all these Republicans say all this.
Nope.
Racist.
Nope, my bad, brother.
Garbage every day.
Anything about Republican, Democrat, liberal.
That's all the plot to have black people not vote. Everything
we don't need to vote.
Anything, China in on it, Russia's in on it.
Brethren.
Fucking Venezuela's in on it.
Brethren. Brethren.
Speaking of Venezuela.
Brethren. Brethren, we all...
Do you know what they want? Do you want that? Do you know what they want?
I know what I want.
Do you want that? Do you want that back in the presidency?
We already have it here. You just said vote for Jim Crow Joe.
You been saying
yeah. Did y'all just hear that?
Say no. I'm on your podcast. Yay or nay. Is that what you want?
All I want is
back in the White House. I don't care. I don't care about no old white man. I know what old white man I do not want back in the motherfucking presidency. And there's a lot of people like me.
That's your
unfortunately you don't outnumber the good old boy.
Yeah, he don't. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker just said if Lincoln would have negotiated, he'd enter into some kind of negotiation over slavery, then everything would have turned out all right. He just said this shit. He just said it. Just everybody look, everybody peep it. He just said this shit. You cannot stand for that shit. This shit is not to be stood for.
Who said that?
The Master Trump.
Okay, and Jim Crow Joe said he don't want his kids in the same school system with animals, talking about us black people. And if we ain't, and if you're really black, you'll vote for him. Come on now, man. We can go back and forth with all this shit. I don't believe in none of them.
We can go back and forth. All
hey, look.
We want.
I personally believe.
We can go back and forth. All we
L.
want.
L, listen real quick. I personally believe that black people in America need to do what the Muslims are doing. They're not voting at all this fucking presidency run. Black folks need to do the same damn thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
I know
y'all. Yeah. Make them fight for us. Make them earn our vote. Because all we've been giving our vote up for free for the wrong reasons. And we get the same results. So cut it out, man. Come on now, L. No, L.
That's not the point I'm making. Sometimes I don't even vote for certain shit. But that's not the point I'm making. You cannot let Donald Trump be president again.
We need a break. Like, relationships be taken and taken.
You could agree to disagree about what somebody said.
I don't care about, I don't even care about that part. Fuck Trump.
Listen,
fuck Biden too. Equally.
This individual be president again. So everybody needs to go out and vote against him. That is just my judgment.
I don't want to vote at all for none of them. And I'm not.
Listen, I got to vote for somebody.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You feeling all pressure. Yes, see? Do. See? You yes, feeling all pressure. Do. And you don't have to.
Hey, say see all you want to. Say see all you want to. I voted for people and they lost before.
Man, look.
So it's not like, you know, like I'm on the winning team or anything. Right? I've been voting for...
I get what he's saying. Yeah.
Both of you are saying, but I don't agree on the not voting.
I don't like see it that way.
I understand
way,
what you're saying about the whole Jim Crow Joe.
It's a power thing.
Okay, I get that.
It's a power thing.
But here's the issue, though.
Our power don't... When we be voting, it doesn't never make a difference.
But...
Like,
we saw how
it's personal to me. It's like weird. Like, it's not even like political all
Trump,
the way
right?
for me.
Yes or no?
It's more like personal.
You see the dynamic
like,
difference.
You know,
in
like, you meet a person, you don't like them, and you don't want to like, see
being
that's where I'm at right now.
I'll get what you're saying, brother.
I do not.
Hey, brother. Hold on. We're going to let Queen Rachel, she has a valid point that she want to go ahead and bring to the table. Go ahead, Queen, and say that real quick.
Speak loud, though. Even if you don't like either one of them.
Okay.
With Joe, even though you say, like, he's Jim Crow Joe or whatever, I'd rather, and other people are different, I'd rather, even if you despise me, disgust me, think I'm an animal, like you said, with the schools, you still have to have a certain level of respect.
You don't have
Trump allowed. Look at how the hate crimes escalated with Trump. Look at how we were treated differently, publicly, blatantly under Trump. So you would rather sit back, not do nothing in a country where we still have to live under laws, whether we participate or not. We are, even if it's only 10, 20% safer under Jim Crow, Joe, than we are under Trump. And you can't deny that. The numbers, the murders, the video evidence, everything.
I can't deny it. Because under Jim Crow Joe, what about the individual? I can, matter of fact, I'm going to send it to the brethren. He's sharing with you. It's been some shit going on under Jim Crow Joe.
I'm not that, saying that it's
that right. was a few more numbers higher than
the game.
Yes.
One thing, the game about to start too. My phone
do
about to die. And Obama ain't around to give me another one.
Would have got stormed.
Yeah.
I think Trump
loves
his people.
Yes.
Trump.
It would have been a different. It would have been more organized.
He turned the political party almost into a rage when people just going wild and fucking crazy.
Yes.
He turned them into the animals that they claim that we are.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Other people at least kept certain rules. At least under Jim Crow Joe, they
were
hid
behind sheets.
They hid behind sheets.
Yeah, they did. They don't hide behind the sheets no more.
Right.
They took
all the sheets off under Trump. They did not care because they knew there were no repercussions.
Look.
I'd rather them take the sheets off. Know why?
Why?
Because the individuals that's still wearing the sheets are doing all the activities and energies that the motherfuckers that's wearing the sheets are not.
My phone.
Yes.
I think it's worse.
I said my phone is
over
there.
I'm
about to come see the game. You got to see the game.
Had a Confederate
flag. Plug up the Hulu.
But guess what? They still open the door.
You're plugging up the Hulu, motherfucker. Plug the Hulu up.
At least. You might despise me and think I'm lower than you, but you still Trump.
Yes, it
actually is.
I got a fucking
Trump exposed a lot of shit.
Go wild. He told them.
Man, look. And did not care. And they paid him a handsome round of money for him to do that.
But what the fuck that got to do with us? They paid him. We still broke.
Okay.
Right. We still targeted.
Okay.
We're double targeted now.
Okay. So it's funny you brought that up.
How many sons do you have?
Well, I have four.
So think about your sons. Who are they actually safer under?
Neither one.
Both is bad.
You asked me a question. So I'm not going to give one or the other. No. Neither one.
A back alley?
Neither one.
They both
neither
bad.
One. Neither
you
one.
You got to pick the lesser of
neither. Evil. No. There's no lesser of evil. Evil's evil. Evil's evil. For me. You asked me a question.
Right.
So for me, evil's evil. So my sons under either administration are not safe.
In a minute.
Right.
But I know how to follow patterns.
But it's like gambling. You're going to, which risk are you willing to take? You still taking a risk either way.
Washington and
that.
Michigan.
They're both bad, yes. I completely agree with that. We're targeted no matter who we're
that's
under.
That's what I'm about to do.
I completely agree with that. But I'd rather my chances be 60% than 30%. That's all I'm saying.
No, I ain't jumping a bit on that shit.
And that's why I fuck with you, Gwen. That's exactly why.
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm not trying.
I'm just saying.
And I ain't disagreeing with you. Because I feel what you said.
I mean, I don't know. I might fuck around and put a bet on it. It's about to start now, though.
Then the less percent. That's all.
I don't.
And I understand it.
It's like gambling. Which one you willing to
risk? Which one you willing to risk?
All the horses.
But which one you going to bet on?
All the horses. Hey, brethren, you all the way good with comments. I can't wait. I love you all the way good. I don't disagree with you at all. I understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
My phone is about to die, and Obama ain't around to give me another one.
That's why this podcast platform exists. Nobody's right or wrong. We all have our perspectives and our viewpoints. Who am I to say anything about how you feel, how he feel, any of that stuff? I actually physically met Trump in real life.
Right, that's
I met him. And one thing I know for sure, and two things I know for certain, he's not the monster everybody pegged him to be.
He has charisma.
No. It ain't even about none of that shit. Because he don't even. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I don't believe it because I see right through his shit. So he don't even impress me.
I'm going to call you when I'm on my way.
He don't
see through it, but that doesn't mean that it's not there.
You're right.
You see through it while other people don't see through it. It's still there. But like you said, you see through it. It has to be there for you to see through it. It's still there. It's still there.
So I get it. I feel what you're saying. I feel what Al was saying and everything, but I'm not going to sit there.
Let's get a house in Canada and call it a day.
I'm going to Denmark. You said Canada. I'm going to Denmark with this.
I'm going to the outskirts of Canada. I'm talking about like Saskatchewan. I ain't talking about Toronto or something.
You sitting there like this.
Like, look, I'm talking about the shit that you cross over out by Montana.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about no Ontario, no Toronto.
Lake
Erie, nigga. I'm talking about the shit. Like, I didn't have it. Edmonton,
you know? I mean, that's why I said, hey, we need to sit it out one time. We need to make them respect our vote. Because it's been causing a lot, but we have not been getting the results. We are still second-class citizens. Yeah. They are still putting all sorts of things to keep us fucking broken up and fucked up. They're giving migrants and all sorts of shit more fucking benefits than us. Yeah. All I'm saying, and that's under Biden's administration. Trump said, they ain't coming over here. And that's one thing that's making a difference. But everybody want to sit up and talk this mess about Trump. And he had the right motherfucking formula to stop this. At least that part of it. At least that. And then he said, I'm going to even sacrifice my whole integrity.
Here he can't kick us out. So he just want to stop the rest
of the world. No, that had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
I don't believe. It may be a small.
If we were trying to come in and we weren't already here, we would have been right along with the same group.
But that's not the case.
We helped
them develop this shit. And Trump was sitting there trying to tell them, like, yeah, man, without. But whatever. Whatever. We'll get into that a whole nother time. This kind of went off subject a little bit because we talk about the more bees with honey situation. And matter of fact, yeah, that ties into right now. You politicians, more bees with honey versus vinegar. A lot of y'all bringing vinegar to the table. And right now we have a whole live situation of a conversation where we can agree to disagree because I don't believe in neither one. Neither one. It's not one more than the other. I don't believe in none of y'all. You all are full of shit. You all are fucking... I don't believe in none of y'all.
Who do you think is going to be available to step up?
We need to have... me personally, and I'm not being funny when I come to this. We need to... Okay. President lasts 4 years, right? Okay. Every year, we need to have a different one. Just to see. And then, before... Whoever that last one was on that fourth year, we need to have a whole conversation as a society and nation of who, what, who was doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Who was doing what they're supposed to do? How do you feel about this one? How do you feel about this one's view? They get too much pleasure off of us sitting up. They told us we are not black if we don't vote for him. Trump ain't never said no bullshit like that.
Out loud.
No.
In front of cameras.
Okay, so that makes it worse. Biden said that shit. Kamala said that shit out loud. On camera. Trump didn't say that. So we got to hold people to the standard that they presented.
I'm not saying that. It was right for him to say that.
Either. But they said that. And they're proving it right now.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed at how things are going right now. But...
We ain't gonna even talk about the Obama situation. The
public lynchings and people getting dragged behind trucks right down my street in front of me neither.
Well, under the Biden administration, some of that shit has been going on even more. Even more in depth. But if you don't know about it, I'll be more than happy to share you with all the videos and all the evidence I have seen. And it's been way more than the Trump stuff. Way more. They got emboldened even more. Because Biden is sitting there looking out for every other culture and background coming in here.
Yes, I'm not saying that he's not doing
that. Man...
I agree with that.
And I try to stay away from this stuff because I'm already shadow banned. They already hate me. But
Trump allowed us to see Trump is an entertainer and a businessman. First, before president.
And a bad businessman.
And
bad.
So he said a lot of stuff in front of us, correct? But then look at how many files and cases of shit that he secretly had inside of his bathroom. In his private residence. So imagine how much underhanded stuff that he doing, and he's sloppy with it. He was doing America the way he was doing his businesses.
And see, that's where the agree to disagree comes in, because
everybody might have a secret
knowledge. The Democrats have been doing it for years.
Right next to...
They've been doing it for years. They have been doing it.
They all have.
So that's why I say I don't...
To an extremist stint. Once again, 60% versus 30%. And that means all that stuff that he had, it wasn't for the better of America. It wasn't for the betterment of us. It was for him and his buddies. It ain't had jack shit to do with the rest of us.
Him and his buddies. Like how she said, buddies. Like they drinking Bush Light together.
Yes.
Yes. Y'all understand? Okay. Real Life Talk podcast where family. Y'all understand exactly. See, I haven't went this extreme ever and got this in depth on the situation and the conversation and the topic ever in life.
But hey, I stand on my business. I love the fact that Queen stands on hers. My brethren L stands on his. The historian right here himself, 88 Keys to Great, he stands on his. We've already spoke about this. The Steal Your Land 11s were worn by both Biden and Trump. Ancestry background. So let's not... Yeah. So I'm like, we need a break. Black folks, don't vote. And watch for how much respect and love they'll give us on that one. Because the Muslims are not voting, y'all. They're not voting this year. And Biden is trying to figure a way to reverse that. Because there's a lot of Muslims in America right now. America. Because other countries don't have no weight and hold on our fucking presidency. They don't. It's a lot of Muslims. And they're not voting, y'all, this year. If black folks took that same approach on some unified shit, I bet we'll get a lot more accomplished than we wouldn't. I'm just saying. I'm bet money. I'm willing to bet every one of my checks that's coming in the rest of the 2024 year. We will get way more different results if we just said, you know what? Let's do what the Muslims doing. Yeah.
It's not even doing what they're doing. Anytime
they have,
unified
the reasons why they're doing it is
we don't know.
Hey, look, the reasons why they're not doing it, we have more reasons not to do it. So their reasons alone is amazing. We have more as a black American. I'm telling you, I want to know, and I'm down with that.
We unified, period.
Yeah, as humans.
As long as we're broken, it's not going to matter. It's going to be different divisions. So this group is not going to be voting while the other group is voting, or another one is voting a different way. Until we unite, it's not going to matter. Because we're breaking up our votes. We're breaking up our rights. We're breaking up our expectations.
Oh, say it. Yeah, you're right. Ding, 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 ding. $1,000 dressing. Number cut. All right. All right, y'all. This has been a very uplifting. This is one of my best podcast episodes, y'all. And I'm 5 seasons deep. But you know why? Because different perspectives matter to me. I'm not one of those control freaks. I ain't one of those guys. So I respect Queen. I respect my brethren. I respect my boy L. Matter of fact, with this one here, you know, that's about 6, 7, 8 individuals that would love to get in on this. So we could have a big old and get your phones together. We call these individuals. You know what I mean? Right. We just go right to the phone and be next to it so you can hear everybody's opinion. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I don't do that over here. I have been turned off with voting for a long time. And the reason I'm turned off with voting is the same reason I'm turned off with religion. Religion and spirituality is two different things. So let's go, go, you know.
I already gave my piece on that.
You know, religion is the mom, politics is the father, politics is the mom, religion is the mother and father. I don't know, you know, some shit like that. But that's what they use to control us, yo. And so, that's why I feel the way I feel about it. We need a break, for real. Just like a separation in a relationship. And black folks, stop voting for a while. Watch how much respect we get this year. I'm just saying.
Watch how much honey we get.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Watch how much honey we get. Ooh!